from coast to coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello and welcome in. Hello and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Azar, and our first track for tonight is one that I've been trying to play for a while, and yet somehow things keep coming up and it doesn't seem to play for some reason. But either way, this one is amazing, I think. It's off of a game I've never played, and but I did read somebody's fanfic about it, which I'm sure provided a very accurate portrait of what the game would have been like. And their fanfic was beautiful, and it was accompanied by really amazing videos that somebody made, you know, a fan of the fanfic made, and it really captured, you know, the kind of essence of it. And there's a whole series of these fics, and this one, this remix, comes from the last one, where they took samples from somebody's dramatic reading of the fic and, you know, made a song out of them. And if you're interested in the fic, and I recommend you do check it out, because it is probably the best fic that was ever written. And it's called Half-Life, Full-Life Consequences. And there's a whole bunch of series, a whole series of these, you know, stories that also have accompanying videos, which I really recommend you check out. But, let me see. But this remix is one that I think really captures the whole essence of the series. This is by Raynard, and this is called John Freeman.
He got an email from his brother that said, aliens and monsters were attacking his base.
My family name and face full life consequences. It's my first journey to do what has to be done by me and not my brother to defeat the enemy. Brother to defeat the enemy. It's my first journey to do what has to be done by me and not my brother to defeat the enemy. Brother to defeat the enemy.
That was John Raynard with John Freeman, the brother of Gordon Freeman. I really do recommend checking out the videos for that, for, you know, those fanfics, because they are amazing. I really can't put them into words. You have to watch them to really appreciate that writer's genius. But either way, this next track is kind of breaking protocol, I suppose you could say. But I realized I always wanted to play this, and it's a song that I've always really liked, and I just recently, you know, I reburned it, and I remembered how much I liked it. And which is kind of ironic, because I didn't actually write down the title, and I usually tend to forget it, and I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong anyway, but either way, it's a song that I've always really liked. It's got a nice beat, it's got a catchy chorus, and, you know, it's not video game related. I'm not going to lie to you and say that it is. I could do that, but I'm not going to. And it's just something that, you know, I've always really liked, so... You know, here's my best recollection, or at least the artist's my best recollection, was Yellow Gas Station, featuring Dorky. I believe that's how you pronounce it. I'm probably doing it all wrong. And I forget what kind of remix this is. I know it's a remix of the original song. I don't remember which one, sadly. But the song's title, and I'm probably going to butcher this, because I'm pretty sure it's in Hungarian, and I have no idea how to pronounce Hungarian. But the way I usually read it is Uzrak Tek Aseg.
You ready to kick some
That was Yellow Gas Station featuring Dorky, I believe, with Uzraki Kaseg. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that completely wrong, but either way, not really from a game, but, you know, I can play what I want occasionally. But either way, we'll be back for more after these messages.
Welcome to your new job, young man.
Thanks, boss. So, when do I get to choose my new office?
Choose? What do you mean, choose?
I'm looking for something in a corner window office, maybe facing the park.
Yet another person spoiled forever by Autotrader.com, the biggest, best used car site on the planet. After he found just the used car he was looking for from the huge selection at Autotrader.com, he expects to get choices like that all the time.
Hey, this one's nice.
I'll say it is. That's my office.
Perfect.
Autotrader.com. Your car is waiting.
According to scientists who study this stuff, people blink their eyes 20,000 times a day. So if you're not careful, you could easily miss how fast GEICO Auto Insurance starts working on your claim. Often we can handle details in hours instead of days. And in just 15 minutes, or roughly 210 bats of an eye, GEICO could save you 15%. So call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO. You may blink twice when you see the savings. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct. The sensible alternative.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I played these, I think, a few weeks ago, but again, I just these remixes just really made a big impression on me. There's an artist who just was on YouTube, generally, and recently posted one of their remixes on OC Remix, you know, which gets you a lot of exposure if you're doing a video game remix, because it is, like I mentioned, a fairly insular kind of thing, and you know, as big as the little community is, you know, a lot of people don't really care, but I care. Either way, getting on OCR is kind of like, you know, really making it big, and that's where I found out about her, of course. I would probably never have found this otherwise, but I really loved her remixes. I loved the instrumentation, I love the arrangement, I love the vocals, the lyrics, you know, and it has a really nice feel to it that really kind of fits the feel of the original game, which had a really underappreciated soundtrack, I believe, but either way, it was just, it had that nice kind of folk feel to it that you don't really hear a lot of that with video game remixes, really. Most of the time, it's techno or dance. And I really like techno and dance, as you may have guessed, but sometimes it's nice to hear something, you know, a little bit different. But you can find her work on YouTube, and also on OCR, one of her remixes anyway, this one I'm about to play for you on OCR anyway. That's ocremix.org, that's OCREMIX.org. This is by Kate the Great 19. This is from Final Fantasy IX, and this is the Rose General.
Her heart underneath cries quietly. This part of me I choose not to see. What lives must I take for fealty's sake? How much blood must stay this warrior's blade? War leaves its trail in moonlight so pale, its shadows they flow in rivers and rivers. So put on my mask, I'll go where they ask, so I might once again see the roses of day. Burning my soul and stinging my eyes, the red on my hands, oh, wash away, wash away. Nowhere to run from what I have done. I'm no longer, no longer a rose of day. Fate holds the blade before you. The averted maiden's eyes. Far from myself, I fly into the so turn them to stone, from roses to gold. When you look at me, what do you see?
That was Kate the Great 19 with the Rose General from Final Fantasy IX. You can find that at ocremix.org. That's ocremix.org. I recommend going and picking it up. It's great stuff. And she also has a YouTube account where she's posted other remixes, which I also recommend checking out. But either way, we'll be back for more after these messages.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great myth.
Double it, come.
Your merriment, double your moment of fun, double your delightment with the right mint for refreshment. It's the only one.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great mint.
Double
mint. And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zor. As I mentioned, Kate the Great 19 has done other remixes, and they're all really good. And the cool thing about it is that a lot of them are for Final Fantasy IX, which is, again, a game that I really think deserves some more remixes. It had a great soundtrack, I think. In particular, this track that played during the game stood out to me immediately when I first heard it, even though the sequence seemed kind of out of place. But the song just immediately resonated with me, and so finding remixes of it is always a treat, and there are usually a few, because it was one of the big songs off the soundtrack, I guess, for remixers. But this version of it was really nice. It has the same kind of folky sound to it that the previous remix I played for you did, but it also has more, you know, kind of more of an energy to it that kind of fits with the original song. But this is Kate the Great 19. You can find this on her YouTube account. This is from Final Fantasy IX, and this is You're Not Alone.
Weaving through, will you see? give to you all that you have given to me. Fly horizon bound, find the moon behind darkening clouds. Even far apart, though our souls together will be. When the storm draws nigh, dreams will shatter before your eyes. Know that you're not alone. When the battle starts, I will comfort your restless heart. You'll know that you are home. When your stars stop shining, endless vines around you winding, know that you're not alone. I will give my all, so your tears will no longer fall down, down on sorrow's stone. Look into my eyes, all eternity you will find. In this fragile heart, know that you will always belong. Shout into the night, show the darkness that you will fight. Hopeless you may feel, but inside I know you are strong. Keep me
was Kate the Great 19 with You're Not Alone from Final Fantasy IX. I really like her stuff. I really recommend checking her out on YouTube. There's probably a link to it on the front page of OCR if it hasn't been pushed off by now. That's OCRemix, OCREMIX.org. Though that would be for the Rose General, which I just played for you. And I'm going to play one more remix that she did for you, because this one blew my mind when I first saw that. First of all, that she even done it. Because this is a song that didn't even make it onto the official soundtrack, and I own the official soundtrack, like a physical copy of it. This song plays in the game for a very short period of time, and not on the soundtrack, and I eventually got a rip of it, but either way, she remixed it, which shocked me, and she did a really good job of it. It really kind of captures the very eerie feel of it, and it was just such a strange moment in the game when you hear this, you know, and just, it had like such a weird attachment to this song, so it just, I thought this version of it was just gorgeous. This is from Silent Hill 2, and this is by Kate the Great 19 again, and this is Nursery Crime. Thank you. That was Kate the Great 19 with Nursery Crime from Silent Hill 2. I believe that's what that track is called, or at least the version that I have of it is called that. Most of the time it just gets called, referred to as the Music Box song. And the version I have of it is called Nursery Crime, which is kind of, you know, it seems to fit because most Silent Hill songs seem to have very stupid titles for some reason. But either way, I love that version of it. It's great. Again, you can find that on her YouTube account. Her username is Kate the Great 19, I believe. Really recommend checking it out. She's got some other remixes that I didn't have time to play for you tonight. But they're all really good. I hope she does some other ones, too. I'd love to hear some more from FF9 or even some more from, you know, Silent Hill. Although, Silent Hill soundtrack doesn't really, you know, need much improvement, I guess you could say. That's really... Silent Hill fan. But either way, I've always really liked the soundtrack of those games. It's very nice to have a nice atmospheric cover of a song that, you know, most people haven't heard of. But either way, I would like to, you know, thank you guys for listening. Again, if you're interested in more video game remixes, I'd recommend tuning in next week. We'll probably be playing, you know, more dated stuff here in the Kaleidoscope Radio Network. But again, thank you for listening to Ultra Mega OK here on the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
From coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.